Twitter users have been getting a banner in the app lately, asking them to accept the microblogging platform's new privacy policy. Scheduled to come into effect on August 19, the update essentially provides clarity on some of Twitter's new products and what data it collects from users. Hello and welcome to the Business Standard Podcast. I'm Sukanya, and today we will discuss what Twitter's new privacy policy have in store for you. So, Twitter has come out with some changes to its privacy policy. The new policy doesn't give users an opt-out option. Remember, WhatsApp faced several backlash for the same reason when it released a new privacy policy update in India in January this year. The messaging app is now stuck in legal battles with the Indian government and several public interest litigators. So, what does Twitter's new privacy policy have in store for users? To be fair, most of it's copy-pasted from the original policy. The new policy states, and I quote, that Twitter will continue to analyze tweets, content you have read, liked, or retweeted, and other information to determine what topics you're interested in, your age, the languages you speak, and other signals to show you more relevant content, I unquote. So basically, when users share audio-visual content on the platform, Twitter is saying it may analyze that data to operate their services, for example, by providing audio transcription. The lists you create, people you follow, and who follows you, and tweets you like or retweeted are also public. Well, the changes in the policy mainly pertains to Twitter's new audio room feature, that is Twitter Spaces. Twitter can analyze data from Spaces for audio transcriptions and review this for potential violation of its terms of service. Last week, in a blog post, the company said, and I quote, "Our privacy policy now shares more details about what participating in or hosting a space means for your data. We analyze data from Spaces to provide audio transcriptions to review for potential violations of the Twitter rules and to make improvement to the way the feature works. As a reminder, all Spaces are currently public, so your presence in a space and anything you broadcast when you use Twitter Spaces is also public," I unquote. You may know Twitter is also launching a new subscription service called Twitter Blue, through which users will get access to some exclusive features such as editable tweets and bookmark folders. And the service is currently available in Australia and Canada, but it could soon be rolled out elsewhere. This is Twitter's first ever premium subscription offering geared towards the most passionate and engaged people on Twitter. For a monthly fee, subscribers receive access to exclusive features and premium customer support. Twitter said, and I quote, "We are updating our terms of service to reflect this new offering and reference additional terms applicable to the service," I unquote. Well, the social media giant is also updating information for some of its payment services. The update also has more details on how autoplay video setting works and what kind of data is shared with partners and third parties. The changes in the policy deal with privacy for Twitter Blue as well. The policy states, and I quote, "Twitter does not sell your personal data. We have updated our privacy policy to make this clear and also clarified how we protect your data when it is transferred outside the country you reside in," I unquote. Twitter will probably process most of its data in either Ireland, which is in European Union, or the US, which also has strong data protection laws. Now, the Indian government insists that private data, especially financial data, be stored and processed inside India. Remember, India does not have a data protection law. So there is a view that your data might actually be safer when stored outside India. Well, that's all we have for in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, keep following businessstandard.com.